to unmute our phones when we start the testimony portion of our meeting. Also, the readings of the scriptural and correlative selections are being recorded so that people around the world may have a chance to listen to them at their convenience. Welcome to the Interactive Wednesday Midday Testimony Meeting. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. The topic of today's lesson is the excellence of Christly dominion and the folly of self-will. Ecclesiastes. God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Exodus. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet anything. The story of the temptation of Christ, the first temptation. Matthew. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Proverbs. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Hearken unto thy father, and despise not thy mother. Buy the truth, and sell it not, also wisdom, and instruction, and understanding. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. Judges. There was a man of Mount Ephraim whose name was Micah, and he said unto his mother, The 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from thee, about which thou cursedest and spakest of also in mine ears, Behold, the silver is with me. I took it. And his mother said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my son. And when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver unto the Lord from my hand for my son. Now therefore I will restore it unto thee. Yet he restored the money unto his mother. Ecclesiastes. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Science and Health. Mortal existence is an enigma. Every day is a mystery. The testimony of the corporeal senses cannot inform us what is real and what is delusive, but the revelations of Christian Science unlock the treasures of truth. Whatever is false or sinful can never enter the atmosphere of spirit. The days of our pilgrimage will multiply instead of diminish when God's kingdom comes on earth, for the true way leads to life instead of to death, and earthly experience discloses the finity of error and the infinite capacities of truth in which God gives man dominion over all the earth. If selfishness has given place to kindness, we shall regard our neighbor unselfishly and bless them that curse us. Dost thou love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind? This command includes much, even the surrender of all merely material sensation, affection, and worship. It involves the science of life and recognizes only the divine control of spirit, in which soul is our master, and material sense and human will have no place. Nothing is real and eternal. Nothing is spirit but God and His idea. Evil has no reality. It is neither person, place, nor thing, but is simply a belief, an illusion of material sense. It is wise not to try to deceive ourselves or others, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. It is vain to speak dishonestly of divine science, which destroys all discord, when you can demonstrate the actuality of science. It is unwise to doubt if reality is in perfect harmony with God, divine principle, if science, when understood and demonstrated, will destroy all discord, since you admit that God is omnipotent. For from this premise, it follows that good and its sweet concords have all power. True Christianity is to be honored wherever found. The second temptation of the Bible, the second temptation of Christ. Matthew. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up. Jesus saith unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Proverbs. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. 2 Samuel. Now Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her, and was so vexed that he fell sick, and thought it hard for him to do anything to her. So when the king was come to see him, Amnon said, Then David sent home to Tamar, and Tamar went to Amnon's house, and took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chamber of Amnon. And he took hold of her, and said unto her, Come, lie with me. And she answered him, Nay, do not this folly. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice. And when King David heard of all these things, he was very wroth. And Absalom hated Amnon. And after 2 years, while they were in the way, tidings came to David. And the son of Shammah, David's brother, answered and said, Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's sons, for Amnon only is dead. For by the appointment of Absalom, he hath been determined from the day that he forced his sister. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur. Genesis. What is this that thou hast done? Matthew, thou shalt do no murder. How wilt thou say, Thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. With what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Proverbs. There is a generation that curseth their father, and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. 2 Samuel. 3 years according, Joab arose and went to Geshur, and brought Absalom to Jerusalem to his own house, and he saw not the king's face. But in all Israel there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head there was no blemish in him. And when he dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem, he saw and saw not the king's face. Absalom sent for Joab, but he would not come. Therefore he said unto his servants, "See Joab's field, go and set it on fire." Then Joab arose and came to Absalom and said unto him, "Wherefore have thy servants set my field on fire? Behold, I sent unto thee, saying, Come hither, let me see the king's face." So Joab came to the king, and when he had called for Absalom, he came and bowed himself, and the king kissed Absalom. 1 Samuel. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Science and health. The attraction between native qualities will be perpetual only as it is pure and true, bringing sweet seasons of renewal like the returning spring. The power of the human will should be exercised only in subordination to truth, else it will misguide the judgments and free the lower propensities. It is the province of spiritual sense to govern man. Material human thought acts injuriously both upon the body and through it. Willpower is capable of all evil. It can never heal the sick, for it is the prayer of the unrighteous, while the exercise of the sentiments, hope, faith, love, is the prayer of the righteous. This prayer, governed by science instead of the senses, heals the sick. If you believe that you are sick, should you say, "I am sick"? No, but you should tell your belief sometimes if this be requisite to protect others. If you commit a crime, should you acknowledge to yourself that you are a criminal? Yes, your responses should differ because of the different effects they produce. Usually, to admit that you are sick renders your case less curable, while to recognize your sin aids in destroying it. Both sin and sickness are error, and truth is the remedy. The truth regarding error is that error is not true, hence it is unreal. To prove scientifically that error or unreality of sin, to prove scientifically the error or unreality of sin, you must first see the claim of sin and then destroy it. Whereas to prove scientifically the error or unreality of disease, you must mentally unseek the disease. Then you will not feel it, and it is destroyed. The great miracle to human sense is divine love, and the grand necessity of existence is to gain the true idea of what constitutes the kingdom of heaven in man. The third temptation of Christ. Matthew. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then said Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Exodus. The Lord said unto Moses, "These are the judgments which thou shalt set before them, my children. He that smiteth his father or his mother, and he that curseth his father or his mother, shall surely be put to death." Isaiah. "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." 2 Samuel. Absalom prepared, and stood beside the way of the gate. And when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. Oh, that I were made judge in the land. And so it was, that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And after 40 years there came a messenger to the king, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Arise, and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, to keep the house. And Absalom came into Jerusalem. Ezekiel, behold the day, behold, it is come. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. The rod has blossomed, pride has budded. Violence is risen into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain. Thus saith the Lord God, an evil, and only evil, behold, is come. Proverbs, the bloodthirsty hate the upright, and a man's pride shall bring him low. 2 Samuel, Absalom to Ahithophel, give counsel among you what we shall do. Now, the counsel of Ahithophel in those days was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. And Ahithophel said, Go in unto thy father's concubines, which he hath left, and all Israel shall hear that thou art abhorred of thy father. So they spread Absalom a tent upon the house top, upon the top of the house, and Absalom went unto in unto the, his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. Isaiah, the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. 2 Samuel. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night, and I will come upon him and will make him afraid, and I will smite the king only, and I will bring back all the people unto thee. And the saying pleased Absalom well. Then said Absalom, Call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith. Shall we do after his saying? And Hushai said, The counsel is not good at this time. For thou knowest thy father and his men, that they are mighty men, and chafed in their minds as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. Thy father is a man of war, valiant, a mighty man, and they which be with him are valiant men. Therefore I counsel that and that. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, The counsel of Hushai is better. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order and hanged himself. Ezekiel, Mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according to thy ways and thine abominations that are in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord that smiteth. 2 Samuel. David numbered the people that were with him, and all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under a thick bough of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. Then said Joab, Go tell the king. And Cushai bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushai answered, the enemies of my lord the king, and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt, be as that young man is. And the king wept. Ecclesiastes. The preacher was wise, my son, be admonished. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment. Science and health. The scientific unity which exists between God and man must be wrought out in life practice, and God's will must be universally done. Sin kills the sinner and will continue to kill him as so long as he sins. The foam and fury of illegitimate living and a fearful and doleful dying should disappear on the shores of time, on the shore of time. Then the waves of sin, sorrow, and death beat in vain. God, divine good, does not kill a man in order to give him eternal life, for God alone is man's life. God is at once the center and circumference of being. It is evil that dies. Good dies not. All forms of error support the false conclusions that there is more than one life, that material history is as real and living as spiritual history, that mortal error is as conclusively mental as immortal truth, and that there are two separate antagonistic entities and beings, two powers, namely spirit and matter, resulting in a third person, mortal man, who carries out the delusions of sin, sickness, and death. The first power is admitted to be good, an intelligence or mind called God. The so-called second power, evil, is the unlikeness of good. It cannot therefore be mind, though so-called. The third power, mortal man, is a supposed mixture of the first and second antagonistic powers, intelligence and non-intelligence of spirit and matter. Such theories are evidently erroneous. They can never stand the test of science. Judging them by their fruits, they are corrupt. When will the ages understand the ego and realize only one God, one mind, or intelligence? The sinner makes his own hell by doing evil, and the saint his own heaven by doing right. The opposite persecutions of material sense, aiding evil with evil, would deceive the very elect. Mortals must follow Jesus' sayings and his demonstrations, which dominate the flesh. Perfect and infinite mind enthroned is heaven. Beauty, wealth, or fame is incompetent to meet the demands of the affections and should never weigh against the better claims of intellect, goodness, and virtue. Christian scientists must live under the constant pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the material world and be separate. They must renounce aggression, oppression, and the pride of power. Christianity, with a crown of love upon her brow, must be their queen of life. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.